Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hi everyone, this is Christiana. Sorry if you can hear my phone vibrating. Sorry about that. I had to take care of that. Okay, again, this is Christiana. Welcome to the show. I'm just going to read a little description I have about pricing for my services, well, for psychic readings mainly, and then a little bit about myself. So, please check out my Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page on Facebook. Click on the link in the description box if you want to see it. I can give you a much longer reading for a reasonable price than I can here on the show. These are just mini readings. I have a sliding scale fee. I ask that you pay per minute, but if you need to negotiate with me, you know, for a reasonable price, please do so and I'll adjust the price. And you can feel free to contact me on my Facebook page anytime. Today I'm taking callers for free mini readings. Please limit your questions to only one per person, unless you're paying $10. If you're paying $10, really it's a donation, but if you're paying like $5 to $10, I will give you the option of asking two questions. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frames questions. My name's Christiana by now. A little bit about myself. I'm mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone's talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I'm drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past 11 years. I'm accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and bound to sometimes make mistakes or get things wrong. I'm also an empath, and I absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. On today's show, I'm asking that you pay with a PayPal account. One question is $5, two questions is $10, but I'm just saying you can pay $5 to $10. It's up to you on what you want to pay. It's a donation basis. I put the link in the description box for the donations. Donations really help me out to be able to keep my show going so I can pay for it and afford it every month. All right, let's see if anybody's in chat. Hop over to chat really quick. Nobody's in chat. Okay, I asked that if you called in, I believe it was yesterday that I did the show. If you called in yesterday, please just call in to listen. I won't be giving out readings to people that called in the other day. So if you're a new caller or haven't called in for a long time, because I just started doing the show again, I will take your call. But again, if you got a reading yesterday, please know that I will not be able to do your reading today. Just new callers, please. And people who haven't called in for a while. Okay, so the first call is in the 267 area code.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Hello? Who's calling? Hi.
Hi.
I'm
Donna from Pennsylvania.
What's your question for me today?
Okay, I would like to know if the person I was in a relationship with is going to be, or are we going to be back into some kind of sort of relationship or not?
Okay. One second. I just have to shuffle my cards. And you want to know if she's going to get back in a relationship with someone from the past?
Yes, in a healthy relationship, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm getting that this person is a soulmate. There's a really deep connection with this person that you have. I'm also getting that the cards are saying that you deserve love and that you are lovable. And they're mentioning that financial issues could be a factor in your love life right now as well. That may cause some issues. One second. Yep, there's lots of chemistry between you two. And it's telling me that, too, that it's probably best if you didn't go back to that person. The cards are saying release your ex. The time has come to clear your energy. So, I mean, of course, you know, the decision is always yours. It is up to you on what you want to do, but this is what the cards are saying and spirit saying, that cautioning you to not get back into this relationship because likely will not be the healthiest relationship, even though it is a soulmate. Sometimes we're just not meant to be with that person.
Does it have to do with another woman?
I wasn't seeing another woman. That didn't come to me. But if you know of that, I mean, that could be a possibility, but I mean, I didn't see anything like that. Let's see. One second. No, I'm not saying that about another woman, but cards are just saying that it's not the healthiest of relationships for you to be in, and also to free yourself from the tie that you have to this person. Also that, one second. Well, I'm getting, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I'm getting a wedding card. Could it possibly mean this person is, might be planning on at least getting engaged or something? Or are they single?
As far as I know, he's single.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means then. something about a wedding, that doesn't necessarily mean it could mean have something to do with commitment, perhaps having commitment issues. So it's either he's engaged or he's having commitment issues. And I'm going off of how this reading has been going. It's looking probably more like a commitment issue than an actual wedding. So definitely probably somebody that needs to work on themselves first before they could be in a relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay, but I should stay away from him. I don't know if this is another question, but, like, does it say why I should stay away?
All that I'm getting is that he's not balanced, he's not stable, and I'm also getting that there might be some deception, like he's not being completely honest with you about things. As far as what that is, again, I'm getting something about finances, money.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she's in serious debt or what's going on with that. But that's your reading for today. I hope it at least helped to provide some insight. And also, as just to end on a positive note, would you like an animal totem card for me to pull a card?
Yes.
Okay. I just like to do that because it ends the reading more positively. Okay. One second. While I shuffle the cards, and if you can't hear me at any time, just let me know, because sometimes I can sound kind of muffled on the phone. So I'll just let you know. Okay, so the card I got was the Shark. And intuitively, what I feel that means for you is it's time to really stand your ground. Go after what you want, like with a real passion in life. I suggest really getting out there and into the dating world, seeing who's out there, making yourself more available, being more social. But like when you see that person that, excuse me, that's really strikes you and you know this is a healthy, stable person, I definitely go for it and don't give anybody else a chance to get that person. Go for it. And definitely standing your ground, really putting your foot down.
Okay.
And that's what I got for Shark. I know that's not about the love reading, but it's just something more positive to leave you with.
Okay, thank
you.
So
I hope that, yeah, thank you for calling. I hope that helped and provided some insight. Okay, next caller is 917 area code.
Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Who's calling and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for having your show today. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Okay. What do you want to know exactly?
Just what Spirit has for us or what's in the future.
And he's a current boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. So you just basically want to know, like, where things are headed? Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll shuffle the cards. Okay. So two are definitely very romantic together. I'm getting that. Sorry, I hope there's not an echo on your end. It seems like there are some issues in the relationship. And the cards are saying, and well, it's not just the cards, but Spirit too talks to me through the cards. So they're saying pay attention to the red flags in the relationship. In the relationship, the signs are cautioning you. And that there is a tendency for codependency in the relationship. And that addictions are affecting your romantic life. So I don't know if there's someone in the relationship that maybe has a problem with some kind of a substance, or it could be a different kind of addiction. It doesn't have to be substance abuse. It could be, addiction to shopping. That's just an example. I'm getting that regardless of the tough times and the codependency, that when you two, whenever you argue, there's usually a reconciliation. So I'm getting that you two have been through probably a lot of issues, and that you're standing strong, but also take into account that sometimes you gotta evaluate whether it's worth it or not to stick with the relationship. But it's looking like it is worth the effort to stay in the relationship, because cards say make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. And something for you to work on in a relationship is trust. The situation is calling for you to have faith. It's calling for you to trust your partner. There may, let's see. I'm feeling like it may be more on your end, that there is some trauma and family issues that need to be healed. So, likely with a parent or possibly a grandparent. I'm thinking probably more parents, though. And also to forgive any wrongdoings and learn from mistakes so you don't repeat the same mistakes in your relationship. And to express your love more often. Go ahead and make the romantic gesture. But it looks like everything is going to be fine between you two. It's just some bumps in the road, but it's nothing that you two can't get through. Hello?
Yes, that was amazing. Yes.
Thank you. Would you like a spirit animal card?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. 1 second while I shuffle. Okay, you got the turtle card. Turtle, to me, intuitively, turtle represents the world. So, I'm getting that sometimes you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your back when you don't have to. It's just a way of spirit coming through, letting you know that you can lean on them. You can call in your angels, or whoever you lean on spiritually for that support, and they will be there for you. So you don't have to feel so heavy and burdened. That was your reading for today. I hope that
thank you
helped provide some insight. Yeah, thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's see. Who is on right now? Hello? 631 area code?
Hello?
Hi, are you 631?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
Something's up with the switchboard. I'm good. What's your name, and what is your question for me today?
Oh, I sent you a payment. My name is Lisa, and I talked to you before. I have a question. Do you see me getting a part-time job, like, within the next 2 weeks, or do you see me getting that in September?
Okay.
Because that's something I have to do first, but, I mean, I can start putting applications in now. It's just a part-time job to bring in a second income.
So right away I got September is looking better for you, and I know it's been a frustrating road for you, but hang in there because your efforts will pay off. You'll get that second job, but I'm getting that definitely more so in the fall, that you'll be getting other jobs.
Okay.
I'm going to shuffle the cards real quick here.
Okay, because the way I am, like the full-time job, I'm looking to leave, and I don't know. I'm thinking with the whole COVID thing, I don't know if it's going to be in fall, winter, but I'm looking to leave, or it might be after the new year. I'm not sure, but I'm definitely looking to leave the full-time job as well.
Right now I'm just seeing part-time.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just shuffling the cards right quick here. Okay, let's see what the cards have to say. So I got the Four of Autumn.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you to really manage your resources wisely and achieve a balance in how you spend and save money.
I agree. Well, I'm saving now.
That's good. And Ace of Autumn. Let's see. A windfall of money. So that just looks like your money, your income will be increasing, which makes sense with a new job. A happy change in your career.
Yay.
And they're talking about a successful project. Have you been working on some kind of project?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I'm putting
they're talking about
on it right now.
Yeah, they're talking about success with that project. And also the Four of Spring. It says, be grateful, you have much to celebrate. Deep feelings of peace and happiness, a contented personal life.
Awesome.
And they're also talking about, I pulled the Empress card, time to take action, the power of creativity, success that allows for a life of luxury.
Ooh, I love it.
So definitely a time for so it's definitely a time for creativity right now. I don't know if you've been feeling creative or not.
Okay.
But definitely would be a good time for that if you are creative at all. That was your reading as far as your career, as far as the job goes. Would you like a spirit animal card too?
Yeah, because you know, when I move, I plan on getting an animal. I plan on getting one. Okay.
Okay. All right, let's see what messages come through. One second. I have to shuffle the cards here. Okay, so I got the crow. And crows are typically symbolic of death, but that doesn't necessarily mean physical death. It's not a physical death. It's more symbolic that there is a part of you that is going to pass, and then a new you is being reborn. And again, I'm getting the talking about creativity. Just a really good space for you in life. This new chapter opening in your life right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was your reading for today.
Thank you so much. I will call the next time you're back on the air because I sent the donation already. And I'll send another donation to ask about my love life. You're welcome to ask about my love life. Right now, as you can see with the cards, I don't think that's going to happen for another year. But we have chat because I have a lot to do. So.
Do you have another question?
I'll send a payment for it as we're talking. When do you see, because I'm intuitive too, and I pick up on the energy of a lot of people. I don't like them. Okay, I'm not even going to waste my time. But I pick up the energy of a guy, but he doesn't come through until like the winter of next year, which is fine with me.
Okay.
But I'm not even like, I'm just looking to date him, you know, in the beginning to see, you know, for, you know, like within like 6 months, just to see where this would go. I'm not looking to like to go into a relationship right away. I just need to get a chance to know someone.
Okay, so what did you, do you just want me to pull some cards and see what the cards have to say?
Yeah, the thing is this. I think, like, he might be scared to do commitments. I didn't say I wanted a commitment. I just said I needed to see. You know, I would let him make that choice because, you know, sometimes people are so pushy, and I don't want to, you know, scare anyone off. So, I don't know. You can just, I guess, base it around love.
Okay, we'll just see what comes out in the cards. Real quick, one second. Okay, so I'm trying to decipher who it is that has some control issues. I'm feeling that it's more this guy is more of the may have some control issues. I don't think it's a big concern, though. Nothing to be too worried about. I think it's something that he'll be able to work through and settle. The cards are saying that once you two finally get together, that it'll be a time for retreat. So it'd be great if you two could disconnect from the world and just spend time alone together to really bond in that relationship.
Yeah.
And again, I once again pulled the finances and career card. So I think it might be more on his end that financial issues are a factor in his life, and that will be affecting his love life. But again, it's not like I don't really get red flags here. I just get that there may be a few bumps in the road, but it's nothing that he can't work through with you. And two, definitely, I'm seeing the wedding / commitment card. So I did get that he is slightly concerned about, like, having some commitment issues. But I just think you need, when you do talk to him, just reassure him that you're not trying to rush things, that you're taking your time, and you're just letting things flow naturally. And I think that will put him at ease.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And definitely there will be a lot of attraction between you two, chemistry, a lot of getting to know each other. And the cards are saying also that it's safe for you to love, so you don't have to worry. And that's basically what I got on as far as he goes. I feel like there's something more. I'm getting some anxiety, so he's probably going to be dealing with some anxiety surrounding the being in a new relationship. But it's nothing to worry about. I'm not seeing any red flags, just a few bumps in the road.
Okay. The only thing I see is that he's just younger than me. That's all I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually felt that, like, he is mature. But,
yeah.
You know, that could just be on a spiritual level that he's more mature. Did I help answer your questions and provide some insight for you?
Yes, you definitely did. And you see this happening, like, in the fall, like, next year. Because it can't happen now. I can't do it. Like, fall, winter would be a good time.
Yeah, I definitely think that you definitely know when is the right time. So I would go with that gut feeling that you have for the fall.
Yeah, that's what I would go with.
Okay.
All right, well,
thanks for calling.
Okay.
So take care. Thank you. See. 917? 917? Area code?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this 917 or 5856?
No, 917-324.
Okay. What's your name and what is your question?
My name is Michelle, and I have my question is what's coming up in terms of my love life and career.
Okay. What?
I'm trying to put you on mute really quick so I
because it's really loud in the background.
Hi, Ramona. She must be living with so much shame to continually try to make me feel shameful, which I don't at all, obviously. I have nothing to be ashamed of.
Would you be able to turn down the TV? Please?
You're beautiful. You owe me one thing you can have. You.
These women from the Fortune Society.
Okay, I am sorry, but if your call, I'm having some technical difficulties, so I'm gonna have to call right back in, Michelle. Okay. I'm just having some technical difficulties with the switchboard here and taking people's calls, so I had to hang up and call right back. Again, could you repeat your name, please, and what your question is for me again? Hello? Okay. I am. One second, everyone. Sorry about this. Having issues with the internet connecting too. I did have to hang up on some people, but if you didn't get in, call back. I have enough time for one more caller. One second. Okay, no one's in the chat, so... All right, again, 917. Let's try this again.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Hello, can you hear me
now?
Oh, I don't know what happened. I kept hearing the TV. That wasn't coming from me.
Oh, I don't know.
okay, how's that work?
Okay.
I'm glad you can hear me now. My name is Ashiel, and I have a question. What's coming up, you know, in terms of my love life and career?
Okay. We just have enough time for your love life right now. I only have about 5 minutes left in the show.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to shuffle the cards right now. One second. Okay, so I'm getting that right now. As you meet new people and you start to go out with people more, really allow yourself to express your love for that person. Go ahead and make the romantic gesture. The cards are saying also to free yourself from any past trauma or pain that may have happened in your life from like a previous romantic relationship. Free yourself from that and cut all ties with that person so you can move forward in your life. At least on a spiritual level, cut ties with that person. Also, you're calling in your soulmate, and spirit and the cards are reflecting this, that your prayers, affirmations, and visualizations help bring you together. So that's a really good thing to practice, is visualizing getting together with a perfect partner. You know, visualize how this person looks, their character, their personality, all the great things about them. Also getting that it's a good time for you to start opening up more to other people and to flirt more. Extend your lighthearted energy to others. There will be someone coming into your life. I don't really do time frames, but it's not going to be that far out from now. And this person definitely looks like a long-term partner, a long-term relationship. It actually might already be somebody that you have met already. And so I got the honeymoon card. That doesn't necessarily mean an actual honeymoon, but for you, what I'm getting is that it just means enjoy this time of being together with this person, because they will be coming into your life soon. And you probably already know them. Can you think of, is there someone that you have your eye on?
I can't think of anybody. Maybe we just cross paths. Maybe we see each other, but I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. All right. And also, I pull the forgiving card once again. Forgive any pain or past trauma from your love life in the past. And try to really cut ties and move forward in your life and clear your energy as best as you can so you can manifest the right partner for yourself. I hope that helps answer your question. There's 90 seconds left to the show, and I'm sorry to cut you off. If you want, you can go to my my Facebook page. It is in the description box. And I can give you a longer reading.
Okay.
So just contact me there. Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. I enjoyed seeing your reading. I hope I provided you with some insight and inspiration. Anything good is what I'm aiming for. Thank you so much. And I will be on again soon, likely tomorrow. All right, take care, everyone. Bye.